soon. First, let me say, if you haven't seen the production of The Curious Savage, you'll regret it if you don't. And you have one more opportunity this afternoon at 3 o'clock, so please come and join us for this wonderful experience. Don't forget, the sign-up board for Family Promise is out in the narthex, and we hope you'll take a look at that and find opportunities to help. And we are drawing near to the end of our Love One Another appeal, and so Janet's going to talk with us a little bit more.
I know you're all glad to know that we're winding down here. Again, just to recap, Lutheran Services Carolina, which is the social service agency of the South Carolina Senate, is seeking to raise $1 million. And I'd like for you to look at your handout. You get a different, everybody may not realize these are all different. Every week you're getting a different one with a different area. Today the focus is helping individuals with intellectual and or developmental disabilities. There are presently very few affordable, supervised, independent housing options for the 145,000 estimated persons in South Carolina with Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, autism spectrum, and other related disorders. And many must live in nursing homes or residential facilities when their family can't take care of them any longer. Lutheran Services Carolina, through this campaign, is seeking to expand their post-home program. And that is one family caring for one person with developmental disabilities. It's a beautiful program. They want to expand it to the upstate area. And it is expanding. In 2016, they had 9 homes. In 2018, they had 30 homes sponsoring these persons. In their homes, they're able to provide these persons with the care that they require in a loving home environment. What a beautiful Christ-like ministry that is. Okay, our Love One Another Sunday is next week. At that time, your handout will be a statement of intent form for you to make your commitment. So I ask you to prayerfully consider this week what God might have you do to support this program. Again, our church goal is $11,227. If you've not yet seen the campaign video, I encourage you to go to the LSC website and view the 10-minute video. The website address is on the bottom of every handout you've been given. I also posted a link to it on our Facebook Redeemer page. It's a beautiful summary of this campaign, and I encourage you to watch it or to go back and rewatch it. As you'll sing in one of our communion hymns today, we are pilgrims on a journey, we are travelers on the road, we are here to help each other walk the mile and bear the load. So let's love one another. Pastor.
You know, when you read the Bible, you can't help but get the message about we are called to care for the poor, the needy, the outcast, those on the fringes of our society. And this appeal seeks to help us do that. And I have been thinking about it, and I am excited that we have this opportunity to be so generous. You know, we give to so many things, but here's an opportunity to give even more. And it's great to be part of a church that does offer so many gifts to the poor and needy, and will participate in this. It was so exciting when this proposal was first given to our council, and our council, I thought, oh, this isn't going to go. And council just enthusiastically went and said, yes, this is what we need to do. This is who we are as God's people, to give to things like this. So thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for all that you will do. Thank you. Shrove Tuesday and Ash Wednesday are coming up. We do have a pancake supper for Shrove Tuesday on March 5th, and we are once again looking for talent, quasi-talent. to help celebrate our Shrove Tuesday. And there's a sign-up sheet for the talent part out there on the table in the narthex. And, of course, come and eat. That's all coming up soon. Jonathan is away this weekend, and our youth, a lot of them are at the 11th and 12th grade conference, but next week they also go on the ski trip. So just remember to keep them. They're continuing in all their activities. Now I understand I call on Desiree. The saints come marching in. Oh, when the saints come marching in. Oh, how I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. And I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in.
Gala is March 2nd, and tickets are on sale after church, and no donations are being accepted. Thank you guys so much for your support.
And the meal will be provided by Chef Bowright. It will be a delightful dinner of jambalaya, mild variety. So keep that in mind. We have 2 more weeks to buy tickets, so get them or you'll be in trouble.
Jim? Two things. It's time to prepare us for worship, and we really need it after that. And secondly, I don't want to borrow your hat.
You can't.
Okay.
Thank you.
Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who creates us and forms us, who redeems us and calls us, who unites us and sends us. Amen. Gathered in God's presence, let us confess our sin. Mighty and loving God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We seek our own way. We divide the body of Christ. In your mercy, cleanse us and heal us. Let the words of our mouths and the thoughts of our hearts and everything that we do be filled with faith, hope, and love. Amen. Hear the voice of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim release to the captives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I proclaim to you that your sins are forgiven and you are released. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are yours forever. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you. Let us pray to the Lord.
Oh.
have mercy. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Living God, in Christ you make all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace, and in the renewal of our lives, make known your glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Be seated, and with the children, please come forward. Good morning. I wanted to show you all my pretty blue flower. It's not blue, it's brown. Oh, wait a minute, we got some more coming. Did y'all see my pretty blue flower? You do? Yeah. It's brown, and that means I haven't put water in it. It didn't get a lot of sunshine. You mean I can't just plant it and it grows all by itself? I have to tend to it even beyond this?
Yep.
It won't just grow? No. Well, you're right. I didn't put any water on this thing at all. And do you think this is a very happy flower? Nope. It's kind of dead and dying, isn't it? Yep. It's not a very happy, it's dry.
Yeah,
when I hear that crunchy sound. Yeah, flowers aren't supposed to crunch. Is that what you're saying? And so I don't think I. You got to water it.
Yeah, see, crunch it up.
And water helps that. In the sun, it'll turn blue. You don't think this one's okay? Well, I can try it. I can try watering this and making it less crunchy. So potato chips are crunchy. They didn't get water.
Well, I don't know about that, but I
only
know about flowers.
You only know about flowers, okay? And they make the food out of the water, out of water in the sunlight and all that kind of stuff. And so this, it needs water. Well, you know, the Bible today is talking about a tree planted by some water. Do you think a tree that was planted by a stream or a river would be happy? Yeah. It would have a constant source. You wouldn't have to water it because it was getting water, right? Yeah. So that's what the Bible talks about, and it says, if you follow God's way, you are like a tree that is just constantly refreshed by the Word of God and the news of God and God's love. So it says, don't be like this plant with no water that's crunchy. Never thought about it. It might not grow now. You think this one's past? Yeah, because it didn't have any water. Yeah, it didn't have a source of nourishment, did it?
But you could keep the pot.
I could keep the pot, yes. And try a new plant. And this time give it nourishment and water.
Yeah, and give it food.
Yeah. Yeah, and give it food. Yeah. Well, what I'm saying to you is this is not a horticulture class. This is to remind you that God's word for us is like food for our souls. Yeah, I guess you do use a different word for plants in Spanish. Yeah. So, what I'm trying to tell you is that God's word is to us like water is to this plant. It's what keeps us going and nourishes our faith in our life. And that's what I want you to remember. Can we have our prayer? Dear Jesus, thank you so much for feeding us with your love. Help us always to take your love and give it to others. Amen. All right. Go in peace and serve the Lord. God, thank you. Thank you, guys.
First lesson is a reading from Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength, whose hearts turn away from the Lord. They shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when relief comes. They shall live in the parched places of the wilderness in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit. The heart is devious above all else. It is perverse. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, test the mind and search the heart, to give to all according to their ways, according to the fruit of their doings. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
A reading from 1 Corinthians. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our proclamation has been in vain, and your faith has been in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified of God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those who also have died in Christ have perished. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, and the first fruits of those who have died. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Did you know that in 1975, the average grocery store carried about 10,000 different items? But today, it's around 50,000. Tropicana turns out more than 20 different varieties of freshly pulped juice. By one count, one large store stocks 91 different shampoos, 93 varieties of toothpaste, and 115 household cleaners. If you want to buy a pair of jeans, once you decide on your size and the brand you want, you can choose from flared, bootlegged, skinny, cropped, straight, low-rise, bleach-rinsed, dark-washed, or distressed. And it used to be easy to order a cup of coffee, and then Starbucks came along. We have a lot of choices nowadays. Sometimes too many. I couldn't pass up the opportunity to preach on Psalm 1 today. And in the midst of all the choices available in our world, there's something a bit refreshing about the way the Psalm offers simply two. You can follow God's way or not. It's no accident that this psalm was chosen to be the first one in the book of Psalms. In many ways, it sets up the rest of the book, setting the theme for the psalms that follow and encouraging us to lead lives oriented around God. It begins with a beatitude. Happy are they who have not walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor lingered in the way of sinners, nor sat in the seats of the scornful. And in fact, all the psalms from here on will describe what it means to be happy in life. That to be happy, you don't fit God into your life, but rather you orient your life in and around God. That's the source of real happiness. And it should involve all of life, and the psalm expresses that in a unique way. The first word of the psalm, happy, begins with the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, while the last word of the psalm, perish, begins with the last. So in one swift move, the author of this psalm contrasts the godly life with the life of the wicked, puts them as far apart from each other as they can be, and implies that all of life, everything from A to Z, is caught up by the choice to live God's way or not. And it's not just about following a set of laws or instructions. No. The psalmist is telling us that this is a matter of identity, of who we are on a fundamental level. We are either a people who trust God in all things, or we are a people who rely on themselves. We are either a people who center our lives around God, or we are a people who are self-centered. Or to put it in the psalmist's terms, we are righteous or we are wicked. And to show the difference, the psalmist describes a tree planted by a stream of water. A tree growing there always has access to a source of nourishment and life. They don't become crunchy plants. Just so, he says, those who are wrapped up in God have a constant connection with the true source of our nourishment and life. Our roots are deep in God, drawing on the waters of our baptisms, sustaining us in faith and life. How happy a tree planted by a stream would be, but not to be like that. Jeremiah describes, is to be like a shrub in the desert. They shall live in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. It's a tale of two trees. And the psalmist encourages us to orient all we are, all we do, all we think, and all we say around God. We do not have God as part of our life, but at the very center of our lives. It's a matter of our identity. Actor Anthony Hopkins has said that when he gets a movie script, he reads through it between 100 and 200 times before the production. He makes notes in the margins. He scribbles and doodles and imagines how it will look on the stage or the screen. He works and works until he knows it through and through. He knows his character. He knows his and everyone else's lines. He's able to improvise, and he's a personification of the script. It's internalized. He's made it a part of him. That's our call today. We are called to put ourselves aside, to put everything else aside, and to be caught up in God. It's a tale of two trees. Be the one rooted in God. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we profess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. O God, your mercy for us is so great and your love so generous. Thank you, loving Father, for all the good things you give us, for our families, for health and home, for food and clothing, for meaning in our lives, for love. Help us, as we see so much of your goodness, to know you more, and to respond to your gifts to us in love and service to others. Lord, in your mercy, living Lord, make your presence known and felt throughout our world. We live in troubled and difficult times for many. Give us strength to love each other and to end the divisions and judgments that separate us from each other. Renew us now in hope and strength, and help us to trust in your care for us. Lord, in your mercy, merciful Lord, make your healing manifest in our lives. Bless those who face illness or problems. Be a comfort to those in pain and sorrow, those who are lonely or afraid. Help those far from home or loved ones, those in danger, those who have no one and nowhere to turn. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. Finally, O God, lead us in all of our lives, in every moment, in every day. Guide and direct us as your children. Help us to be rooted in you. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace. Thank you.
Let us pray.
God of all creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts, that we might be for the world signs of your gracious presence. In Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, O holy God. You are the life and light of all. By your powerful word, you created all things. Through the prophets, you called your people to be a light to the nations. Blessed are you for Jesus, your Son. He is your light, shining in our darkness and revealing to us your mercy and might. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his preaching and healing, his dying and rising, and his promise to come again, we await that day when all the universe will rejoice in your holy and life-giving light. By your Spirit, bless us and this meal, that refreshed with this heavenly food, we may be light for the world, revealing the brilliance of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,
forever and ever.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. We thank you, O God, that you have fed us at your banqueting table with bread and wine beyond compare, the very life of Christ for us. Send your Spirit with us now that we may set the captive free, use your gifts to build one another up, and in everything reflect your glory revealed in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.